You're listening to the AHTB Cyrils and Orsies podcast. Highlights from your arable levy organisation.
Welcome to our AHTB Cyrils and Orsies Harvest Podcast mini-series, where we'll be talking to some fantastic farmers about all things harvest related. I'm Philip Dolbear, AHTB's Knowledge Exchange Manager for the South West. Today I'm with our monitor farmer Richard Payne at Manor Farm Heathfield near Taunton in the rain shadow of Exmoor and under the Quantock Hills in the Vale of Taunton. It's the 10th of July and harvest is underway. For the last week, 10 days or so, we've had extreme temperature and certainly no rain, so it's started off as a very dry and hot harvest.
Hello, I'm Richard Payne and I'm the monitor farmer for the AHTB South West Farm. Manor Farm is about 260 hectares and we grow winter wheat, spring barley, winter oilseed rape and winter and spring beans.
Okay, and what's your normal combining day here, Richard?
For me, I get up early in the morning to service the combine from the day before, you know, clean out the cab, filters, fill it up, and then we don't normally start combining until about 10 o'clock in the southwest because we traditionally get heavy dews, and then we'll go as long as we can whilst keeping the moisture meter at a sensible level.
So what's your basic machinery here, Richard?
Probably we've got too much. I suppose the biggest bit we have is our Class Lexion combine, which is a 630 Montana. We run two Fendt tractors, a 724 and a 415. We have a very ancient self-propelled sprayer. We've been min-tilling for 25 years now. So we have a Sumo Trio, a Vertistat Carrier, and a Horsch Sprinter drill.
Okay, and how do you and the staff stay safe on the farm?
We do a limited amount of training programs. I don't have any machinery with a PTO shaft. I think that really helps us. And we also make sure that all the machinery is up together with servicing, and we stay in communication. So we both have mobile phones and we have walkie-talkies which we use during harvest. And we also, if we're doing any dangerous jobs like hedge cutting or tree felling or chainsaw work, we always work together, i.e. never in isolation.
Any changes to harvest strategy this year?
I think possibly we're going to try and get a part-time worker in to actually get stubbles worked earlier if we possibly can. And I know it might be difficult this year with the wet weather having been so dry and the soils will be very tough. But I think we need to get a longer chit for weeds. Otherwise, pretty much as usual.
And will you be baling or chopping straw?
Well, one half of me says I should chop straw and feed the soil. But we will be selling all our cereal straw this year, and for the first time we will be selling rape straw. There's a great shortage in the southwest and prices are very high, so one hand you want to help the stock farmers who do use a lot of our products anyway in the animal feed market, but we do like that extra income when cash flow is tight in June and July.
When do you start working out your cost of production?
After harvest, really, when you know roughly what yield you've got from each hectare that we've grown. It's very hard. We find it very hard to do it before. We know what our variable costs are. We know pretty much what our fixed costs are. But until we know what we've got in the barn, I think it's impossible to work out your true cost of production. Mm-hmm. And this year we'll highlight it more than most. We've cut one field of oilseed rape where we would expect nearly 5 tonne a hectare. We've just scraped 3 tonne a hectare.
And when you're in the combine, Richard, or grain hauling, what's your desert island disc favourite music?
I'm a news junkie, whether it's good or bad. So a lot of the time is spent listening to the news programmes or current affairs programmes on the radio.
Going back a bit, what was your first harvest like here, Richard?
In about 1986. I was still in the army at that stage, but I was treated as cheap labour when I came home on army leave. We had one more member of staff there and I was doing all the trailers. So probably a bit more frantic than what I do now, which is driving the combine. Were the yields very different? Probably slightly less than they are now, but the cropping we grew was far more diverse. We had more milling wheat, we had peas in the rotation, which we don't do now, so there was more chopping and changing than we probably have nowadays.
And what's the best harvest you've had, and the worst?
That's an easy answer. The best harvest we had was 2011, and the worst harvest was 2012. You know, headline yields, I suppose, in 2011 were 5.5 tonnes per acre in old money. And the following year, We were very smug and thought we knew it all, and we had good-looking crops, but no sunshine in May and June, and we were scraping 3 tons an acre as first wheats behind all seed rape, so a real disaster.
What piece of technology has made the most difference to you?
I would say that the mobile phone has probably been the most important piece of technology in recent years. It not only allows us to stay safe and stay in contact with people on the farm, but also with the markets. We can let our community grain store know what's coming in. We can sell forward. I get prices every hour on the futures markets. And so it enables us, you know, gives us more empowerment when coming to marketing. And it also gives us much more empowerment when actually buying things like diesel fuel, fertilizer and sprays. It gives us a much wider window.
What do you wish somebody told you when you started farming that you know now that you didn't know then, Richard?
Wish someone had said, you know, how easy it is to make money or not. I think the volatility is something that no one has expected in the last 15 years. Our parents all grew up farming and everything was pretty stable, I think. And I think if we knew how much volatility we had, I wonder if that would have changed any of our minds about how we do it.
And what would you like to be able to do differently that you can't presently do?
I'd love to have the confidence to try a lot of new things in farming, whether it was the new ways of doing it or growing new things, without the risk of failure, I suppose, because I don't think many farms have much fat on them anymore, and I think, you know, failure is not an option. It's very difficult. I find it very difficult to try new things, and, you know, if they went wrong, would that be the end of the business? That's the one thing that I'd love to be able to do.
And what piece of technology do you wish existed but doesn't?
Part of me says it would be something to do all the work for oneself, you know, that, I mean, technology is going to overtake us all. I think our business is probably the most likely to be fully automated in front of everything else. So, I think that's where we're going to go. I think, you know, I would love something to take out maybe the risk and the drudge of everyday work.
And how will you celebrate the last acre cut this year?
I think that'll very much depend on what the yield meter has said on the combine. I don't know.
Well, that's all we've got time for today. Thank you, Richard, very much for talking to me. Join us again next week to hear from another farmer in our Combine Time mini-series. For all our listeners out there, if you'd like to get hold of AHDB's harvest resources, go to cereals.ahdb.org.uk/harvest or read down in the podcast episode notes. Music.